This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A little Robbie Brackett segment here. How about my North Carolina Tar Heels? Our North Carolina Tar Heels? They won by about 60.
I mean, I don't want to like poo all over West Virginia, but I just find it so laughable that the douchey governor made that big show of just, you know, the travesty of justice, and then their coach leaves after 1 year, and then the team that he freaked out about just goes in and drops an historic beatdown on San Diego State.
Well, now he can say that San Diego State didn't belong.
Exactly. Where's that? Go yell about San Diego State.
I didn't hear that.
No.
Nobody ever said that.
No. And North Carolina absolutely bitch-slapped San Diego State. And I love the fact that after the game, all the North Carolina State or the North Carolina players were like, absolutely. They're like, yeah, that was a big FU to everybody, and I hope they ride that FU into the Sweet 16.
Yeah, Buckley, you asked about that yesterday. You said, which is more motivation?
We have our answer.
Yeah. The more motivation was North Carolina being pissed off that everybody's telling them they shouldn't be in the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, we do see this from time to time where you light a talented team that's got a couple NBA player prospects on it, and all of a sudden you get a fire lit underneath them, and here you go. It's not about how good you were during the course of the season. It's how good you are right now going into the tournament.
You know what's wild, too? Can I tell you what's wild, too?
Tell me what's wild.
In addition to, North Carolina is favored in their next game.
I forget who they were playing.
6-seed Ole Miss. So, I mean, a 5-seed difference, and they'll be the favorites.
I do think it'd also be hilarious if they knocked off, you know, the mighty SEC with their 14 teams.
Well, they're favored.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, Ole Miss is like one of the most experienced teams in the country. Yeah. Chris Beard is their coach. He's a good coach, even though he's a little crazy.
But he's not choking his wife.
Right. Or whatever's going on in his personal life. Yeah. I mean, he's a good coach.
Yeah. What happened to...
In their favor.
Yeah, what happened to everyone, you know, that was...
Yeah,
that
they've shut up, haven't they?
Yeah, screaming and yelling about North Carolina and the travesty of justice and all this.
So our new angle, it's not a new angle. It's an old angle that we forgot to mention over the last couple of days, but it's a good thing that we have today because the tournament doesn't start till tomorrow, so you still have time to get in on this.
Yeah.
And Buckley has. You know, Buckley, he never misses an opportunity to put together a parlay.
No. No.
A themed parlay?
No one loves a parlay more than that man right there.
And he is, have you already placed the themed parlay?
No, I haven't. I'm thinking more of a round robin type of situation, but yeah. We'll work these, probably all three of these teams in.
Well,
what do we got?
It's the angle that we talk about in college football.
And where, the NFL.
And the NFL, where the coach is leaving.
Ah.
So will his team go in the toilet?
Yeah.
And we, I don't know why we didn't think about that earlier in the week, but some of these little mid-major are already
gone.
They're already committing to bigger programs.
Yes.
We've got the McNeese State guy. Now, they play Clemson.
Yeah.
That's Will Wade, the former LSU coach.
Will Wade, who decided that he was done being suspended by his own school and said, nah, I'm going to go coach now.
So he's going to... Where's he going? He's going to...
NC State.
NC State.
The North Carolina State.
Already a done deal.
Yeah.
So you could fade McNeese State in favor of Clemson.
Yeah.
We have... Now, these others aren't official. So you got to tread lightly.
But if the conversations are happening,
they're essentially done.
So Colorado State's Nico Medved, I think that's his name. No, Medved.
Medved.
And Colorado State, by the way, is a sexy pick for a lot of people to be a dark horse.
I think they're a favorite, aren't they?
They're a favorite.
Yeah, they're
a
favorite.
They were the one team where we were saying that they're a 12 seed playing a 5 seed, and yet the 12 seed is favored.
And you had looked into some numbers that when the 12 seed is favored,
they cover.
So you grab that.
So he is the coach at Colorado State. He went to Minnesota and is from Minneapolis, and they're saying that he will be offered the Minnesota job, and it will be his to turn down.
And so basically, he's the Minnesota coach. You just can't do it because you're in the middle of a tournament.
And the other one is, since Darren DeVries went to Indiana, because he's from Iowa, so Iowa wanted him, but he went to Indiana.
He was the West Virginia coach, by the way, who they didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, so the Hawkeyes of Iowa are expected to hire Drake's Ben McCollum, and Drake plays Missouri.
And Drake's a trendy pick, too.
Yes, because they're the most experienced team. By the way, what a kick in the balls for Drake. You lose your coach to West Virginia, and then you hire the new guy, and you lose that coach after a year. That's the tough part about the Drakes and you know, the VCUs or whatever.
I don't know how Drake ever keeps a coach.
It's just, it's rough. I guess VCU has managed to keep some coaches, even though they've cycled through. But, you know, just those mid-major programs, it is a mother bear. The moment you have success, and look, I don't feel bad for anyone because it's just the way college works, but just to build a consistent winner, it's like you look at like what Gonzaga did, and I get towards the end, Few didn't need to go anywhere, but how Mark Few was kept in that building.
The forecast calls for wet.
Hey, the forecast calls. Yeah, look at that.
It's fire.
What's the forecast call for? Now I want to know.
Yeah.
But hot bets.
In today's world, if Gonzaga started from not necessarily scratch, but the idea that Mark Few, a coach of that caliber, could stay at that place for as long as he did is really kind of amazing when you think about it, because it really doesn't happen anywhere else.
Very unique.
Yeah, the moment you start having success, you're gone.
So VCU, they have... Oh, that's the other one. The VCU guy, Ryan Odom.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a hot underdog pick because they play BYU.
They play BYU, and that is the most picked 6'11". Upset is VCU knocking off BYU.
Well, Ryan Odom, their coach, who has them 28-6 in just his second season, they are saying that he will likely be the next head coach at Virginia.
Hmm.
And that's interesting because, well, VCU, Virginia, but also Odom is the guy who was at UMBC that beat Virginia as a 16 seed over a one in 2018.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I like to hear that because, quite frankly, I'm convinced that VCU is going to kick BYU's ass. So I love this. Let's go.
So if you want to ride this angle, there's no guarantees.
No.
But if you think there's something to that, you would bet on BYU, Memphis. Who else did we mention?
BYU, Memphis, and...
Well, there's four of them. Oh, BYU, Memphis, Missouri.
Right, because they're opposite Drake.
Yeah. And God, what the hell?
What was the other one that we had?
Oh,
it was
God's sakes.
Colorado State's playing.
Yeah, that's Memphis.
That's Memphis.
That's Memphis. Never mind. I don't know. Who was the other one? By the way, that 4-team parlay seems.
Oh, Clemson.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. That seems a little wonky, but 3 out of 4, I could see you taking 3.
And that's where the round robin comes in.
Yeah, the 4-team parlay seems a bit much on that. You're not going to get all 4 teams that are going to S the bed. But I like the idea of a 3-team.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, last year, BYU had that. Their guy was going to leave to take the Kentucky job. And
they lost in the first round.
Maybe
we should just go back and do all the homework on this. Right, Buckley? Maybe you should do that.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
Nah, we'll
what
just...
else you got, Buckley? Come on, you're not doing anything.
I'm guessing it works. Let's just roll with it.
Yeah. There's so many ways to attack it. You could tease all those teams together and get a bunch of points so that they just moves the line down on all of them.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to attack that bad boy.
A lot of ways to attack. Well, anyway, that's the angle we wanted to bring up there on Roppy Brackets.
I do like that little angle because I don't think about it much in basketball, but I love it in football. Although it didn't work with the Eagles because...
No, it didn't.
You know, we thought
well,
maybe.
Well, coordinators.
Yeah, that coordinators. Yeah, head coach different than coordinators. But it certainly matters in football. When the head coach has a foot out the door.
Cristobal.
Yeah, take the other side. Because that dude doesn't give a rip. That dude's busy putting together a staff and all of that. I mean, I even thought the coordinator thing could have been a big angle, but he kept it tight.
Well, these basketball teams are small enough, too, that a lot of times one player going with the coach is going to make a huge difference. And if he's thinking about his next step now, it throws everything off.
That's true, too. Now he's thinking, oh, my God, I'm going from Drake to where? Iowa?
Well, and it is true that, you know, when a coach is
Drake's in Iowa, isn't it? Isn't Drake in Iowa?
Let's find out.
Drake's in Iowa?
I think it is. I don't know.
Maybe?
If I had to bet on it.
It is. It's in Des Moines.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Boy, I thought that was
look
Midwest.
Look at you, Rob.
Yeah, look at me and go.
I was kind of thinking that was more like an Illinois sort of place.
It kind of does seem like it would be in Illinois.
Iowa.
Good thing you got one sports guy here.
Yeah, I guess.
And a geography guy. Nice.
But no, if you're a coach and you're getting ready to leave and you know you're leaving, you're telling me you're not whispering in your couple guys' ears. You're like, hey, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah. That's kind of the thing is these mid-major guys just take their whole team.
Exactly.
It's easier than putting together a hodgepodge of other transfers.
And it's also why coaches, when coordinators are getting ready to leave, dude, they don't want them around their team. Who is it, the Ohio State?
Jim Knowles.
Yeah, Jim Knowles.
Don't come to the parade because you're going to Penn State.
Yeah, Ohio State was like, yeah, dude, you're not coming anywhere near the team. And he's like, I haven't even decided yet. And they're like, are you re-signing? He's like, I don't know. Then you're not coming to the parade.
And once you're talking to the players, not happening.
You know how paranoid people are nowadays? And by the way, rightfully so. You imagine some dude on the championship parade float and he's talking to some freshman. He's like, hey, just so you know, I got a place for you. And that just happens in every walk of life. It's the Jerry Maguire thing as he's getting thrown out of the office. Who's coming with me?
So the only one of those that is actually official is Will Wade is leaving McNeese State.
Yeah.
So if you think the others may be bullsh, then back off of those. But but Will Wade is leaving, and they're the team that plays Clemson.
And Will Wade is a piece of you-know-what, just saying.
Is he?
Yeah, dude's a bad guy.
He's a slimy guy.
He is a slimy dude. It's insane.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Well... Apparently, NC State doesn't mind.
Well, no. I mean, there's a lot of slimy dudes that do well in the coaching industry. It's like slimy dudes do well in sales. It works.
What?
All right, coming up next, we have a new Steve Bartman. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.